Thank you and good afternoon. In an effort to combat illegal camping, the Eureka City Council approved their Eureka Open Space Property Management Plan at their council meeting today. Despite past regulations and rules being approved, illegal camping has become an increasing problem on the waterfront property within the coastal zone, as well as open public spaces. The property management plan will put an emphasis on increased enforcement of the current rules regarding illegal camping, and weekly cleanups of the Greenbelt area by law enforcement will continue as well. Among some of the new regulations in the plan, a 72-hour notice will be provided to illegal campers to vacate the area and to remove their belongings as well as the trash and debris they are responsible for. Bicycles off-trail in open space will be prohibited as well in an effort to limit the high number of stolen bicycles. New leash laws for dogs will also be in effect, and building materials such as bricks and cement blocks will be prohibited in those areas as well. Officers with the Eureka Police Department served 4 simultaneous search warrants at a residence in Fortuna earlier today in regards to heroin trafficking. The arrest numbers were not disclosed. However, officers confiscated over 1 pound of tar heroin and located 5 children that were left alone inside the residence with the drugs. The children were rescued and were taken into child protective care, and Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills commended the efforts his officers put forth. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a residence in the 23,800 block of Henderson Road in Covelo as a part of an investigation into a series of burglaries. Deputies served a search warrant at the residence to locate stolen items, and they contacted 32-year-old Gabriel Bowes, who was hiding from law enforcement. Bowes was wanted on an arrest warrant for probation violation, and deputies also located a stolen handgun along with ammunition. Bowes was booked into Mendocino County Jail for the warrant and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Deputies also contacted 41-year-old Sammy Leggett, who was arrested on harboring charges, but was later released. Mendocino deputies also arrested 30-year-old Arizona resident Franklin Looney after finding an abundance of marijuana in the vehicle Looney was driving. Deputies noticed that Looney's vehicle had expired tags while traveling southbound on Highway 101 towards Willits, and a traffic stop was initiated. During the stop, deputies detected the odor of marijuana coming from Looney's vehicle, and a search revealed 2 large duffel bags inside the trunk containing over 30 pounds of marijuana packaged for sale. Looney was then arrested and booked into Mendocino County Jail on possession and transportation charges. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors approved a grant funding proposal for the Victim Witness Program at their meeting this morning. The funding for the program would go through the State Office of Emergency Services and would ensure the county could be reimbursed up to $185,000 in services provided to the victims of crime and domestic violence. The funding also allows for 2 full-time witness program specialists. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Route Complex of fires have now been fully contained by fire personnel, and the Mad River Complex is nearing full containment as well. All evacuation orders were lifted along the wildfire areas, and since July 30th, the Route Complex burned nearly 36,000 acres of forest land. The Mad River Complex of fires burning near Ruth Lake stands at 95% containment, as over 140 personnel are currently assigned to the fires. Voluntary evacuations have also been lifted in the surrounding areas. Smoke remains an issue for residents in Hoopa, Willow Creek, and other small communities near the river complex of fires, however, and those fires stand at 45% containment as it continues to grow. The Gaskee complex of 4 fires in Del Norte County continues to cause smoke concerns for residents inland and along the coast as well. In state news, Governor Jerry Brown is expected to sign the California Fair Pay Act into law after the bill passed the Senate floor with unanimous decision. The bill allows for women to be paid equally for work similar to those of their male counterparts, and Senator Hannah Beth Jackson hopes the bill will be the gold standard for equal pay across the country.
I think we're going to see this bill be the template for other states, the rest of the country, and I think we proudly stand hand in hand with the business community in doing something that's going to put more money into the economy and make work more fair for all.
Jackson went on to say that it will be on the businesses to label reasons for difference of pay that is not based on gender. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.